Hello everyone. So today I'm going to talk about how you can create simple ASP.NET application and deploy it to Windows Azure portal. So for you to be able to deploy in Windows Azure portal, you need to actually have an account to the Windows Azure portal, and then that is https://windows.azure.com. If you go inside that, you log in through your live account. So let me just log in. And once you are logged in successfully to the portal, it will take you to the various services available to the Windows Azure. And this portal is built using Silverlight client, so you need to have Silverlight running at your end to be able to access this portal. So let's see. Now it's just setting it up for you. Now I'll choose hosted services and storage account with CDN. So this gives me the complete list of all my deployments, subscriptions, etc. So I can choose any one of them. It will give me the complete list of hosted services. So right now I have two hosted services, and I'm going to create a new hosted services. I'll say this is my subscription name, and I'll say azureb.net2. That's my service name, and then I will give a public URL for this to be accessed from outside. So I will say azureb.net, and then I say 2, cloud up. I choose the region I want to get my data center access to. So I choose East Asia, and I choose not to deploy anything to this. And once I'm done, I say OK. And then this hosted services will get created. It's saying creating the hosted services. Now it'll take a while to get created. The hosted services will take some time to get created. Let's wait for that. Once it is created, it'll actually show up things like it'll have certificate node. So you can go ahead and add your certificate over there. So let me add my certificate, which I have created locally, into my local machine, and then add the certificate PFX with a password and user ID. Password is this, should be matching, and I create it. Now the certificate is also associated with this hosted services. I'm ready to go. I go to Visual Studio, and then I say that this is my application which I have created using the new developer kit, which comes as free downloadable. And in my Visual Studio, I created a simple ASP.NET application. So if I just simply click here and run this application, it shows up in my local browser and deploy it to the Azure simulation environment located to my local machine. So you can see that it's spinned up, that compute emulator started, storage emulator is not using, so it is shut down right now at this moment point in time. Go ahead, say compute emulator, and this will, it's initializing the Azure storage emulator, and then it will just pop up the Internet Explorer on my local machine. So once it is up and running, I should be able to see the web role instance came up with role state busy. It is just doing internal something, adding values to the database. And once things are all right, we'll just have the Internet Explorer with my application saying hello B.NET. So that's my application looks like in the local environment, fairly simple, nothing in it available at this point in time. So I'll go ahead and close this, right? And I'll be deploying it to the Azure portal. So for me to deploy it, I'll choose the cloud project, not the ASP.NET project. Right click and say publish. Now this publish option gives me several options. So I can actually choose the Azure account I want to add to and which hosted environment I'll be deploying. So let's choose Azure B.NET 2 production environment, and the storage account to deploy through is this account. And then I want to enable the remote desktop connection so that I can connect to this environment as remotely. So when you do the remote connection, you need to pick the available certificate. So I already picked the certificate for this deployment, which is what I have created temporarily. So you can choose the certificate here and then provide your password and user ID through which you'll be logging into that portal. So I'll just say this super secret password. And then when will it expire? So let's increase the time till June 2011. Right? Say okay. And you want to enable IntelliTrace, you can enable and then view the log. So I'm done with it. Now it started deploying. So this window tells me the status of my deployment. So this is what it is happening now. What it is doing, it is spinning up the virtual machines and then creating all the necessary setup for my ASP.NET application to host. So it's basically creating the package. That means all the files, config files, your ASPX files, your CS file, all set of files, and creating one virtual machine. And then putting everything there by configuring the IaaS. So everything is scripted using management API, which we call, which helps you to do the deployment. So you don't have to manually do anything at all. You just need to select that option. And this will tell you the status over here. And once the thing is on place, if you go to management portal, you should be able to see the activity happening over here. So nothing has been uploaded as of now, but once it will refresh the data, you can actually see them side by side. So let's have that side by side so that you get to see what is happening at your Visual Studio and what is happening at your Azure portal. Now it is saying that preparing, connecting, uploading, and then creating is the current state where we are right now at this point in time. So it is telling that now it has started creating that Azure instance. Or right now I have only one instance selected in my config file. So one virtual machine will be created and that to be created in the production environment. So I'm not putting anything in the staging environment right now at this point in time. I'm super confident that my application is final, everything is tested, and I can go ahead and then upload it. So it's now telling me that it is creating that instance. So you can see that status creating coming up over here. Now it is telling that it is starting. So now you can see that instance is kind of stopped. So things are synchronized. You can see the changes happening in the Visual Studio as well as to your Azure portal. So let's see what it's selling. Now it's saying that allocating node in the Azure portal, you can see. So it is just telling you what it is doing at right now at this point in time. Now this is just doing the hosting, so waiting for host to respond to based on which it will actually take the necessary action. So creating the host. Okay, and everything is getting into the production directly. You can see that. So now this is just taking time as it is doing everything. You can just imagine that it is building Hyper-V Mesh with your basic operating system, Windows Server 2008, with IIS configuration, your files are getting into that. Now, initialization is over. Instance 0 of web role 1 is getting initialized. Now every 10 seconds this portal will get refreshed, so you can actually see the standard view over here at this point, which will just, it's just saying starting the host. First time it takes a while. Now while this is happening at the portal level, we'd like to walk you through some of the steps over here in the csconfig file. So this is the csconfig file which is very important for Azure portal deployment. This is where you give instruction in terms of many things. For example, one of the most important instruction you give on how many instances you want to create. So if you mention it to two, so there will be two VMs created, and automatic load balancer will sit on top of those two VMs or n number of VMs which you create, and then it'll actually load balance based on the traffic which is coming. So if you are implementing load balancing on your hosted environment, you have to do a lot of stuff. You have to ensure your code is properly written so that it responds to the algorithm you try to approach to. And you do a lot of stuff, but here you just need to mention the stuff. And this is very flexible in terms of how you want to increase or decrease the instance count. So if today, right now, you are expecting a lot of people to hit your website, you can actually increase that number to a certain extent. And then tomorrow, you know that nobody will be bothering about your website. Let's say it's a live IPL match viewer, right? So if IPL is getting over by tonight, and then tomorrow nobody will probably come back to IPL to view the match. So the traffic will be reduced drastically, so that you can actually go ahead and change that number to that. Now, when it is doing things here and there, we would like to show you some of the portal stuff. So you can actually see the portal information. So if I increase the size here, and if I choose any of the instances, you can see that it you can actually reboot the existing instance, you can re-image, you can actually change the configuration of your operating system. That means what operating system you want to select. So you want to select Service Pack 2 or R2, you want to select the automatic upgrade to the any guest OS which is available in the Azure portal. So automatic will actually do the stuff for you automatically. You don't have to bother about this. If new upgrade comes, it will automatically be taken care. You can actually see, you can stop that instance, you can configure that instance, which will actually enable you to upload the config file. So if you are changing the number of instances, you can just upload the csconfig file for this project, and then this will actually react to that upload. Or else, if you have existing already uploaded, it's there, you can actually go ahead and change. So here instance count is 1. If I go ahead and change it to 2, it'll start reacting on which certificate I'm using at this point in time to connect to remote desktop. All this stuff is kind of configured over here, right? So it is still doing, waiting for the host, and in the Visual Studio it is telling that initialization is done. It is just the role is kind of busy now, so it'll take a while. It's fine with us. Now you can actually manage the Azure portal in many ways. So for example, this hosted services, right? And as you know that this there could be several hosted services, so it's a single portal for you to view all the hosted services. So if I go into the Azure portal, I see production and staging together. Now you can swap VIP. That means it can actually swap between staging and production. So if you are doing some testing and upgrading your website, putting it to the staging, and if you can finalize that based on the testing command done by people, now you can actually swap between that. Now our role is ready, so we can actually expand that tool and then see what is there in the role. So this is the guest operating system. If I go here, I see all the information. If I go select the top node, I get the URL. So if I click on the URL, it'll actually take you to the portal and open that website for you. So it is fairly simple. So this is how you deploy your application to the Azure portal through the Visual Studio. The experience is seamless. You can see that it is telling that it's complete. Now I can actually do the thing on my own, right? So there is another way of deploying things to the Azure where you can actually create the service package and then manually upload them to the portal. So for example, if you want to do the publish thing again and choose this first option, create service package only, and this will actually help you to choose the package portal. So it will actually create the CSPKG. That's your zip format of all the files and the config file, right? And now if you go back into the portal and say, hey, this Azure B.NET, I want to create a new staging deployment. I say Azure B dot. Now let me just change the view of it so that it's kind of different than what we created earlier. Staging. So if I put that staging thing and go to Solution Explorer and say that, hey, let's do that publish. Okay, and let's first rebuild that whole application. Once it is done, I'll say publish. I choose the first option, see create package. Now the package will be created to this location. I'll just copy this location and keep it at the bottom. And then I'll go to the management portal. I'll say new staging deployment. I say Azure B. B dot net to stage. Okay, that's just a name, kind of level. So you just choose the CSPKG, and then you choose the config file and upload it. So it's telling that there's a warning because you are using only one instance. It is just a warning, it's not an error. So it's telling that maybe you are not using the load balancer properly, not making your application highly available. Okay, so you can just go ahead and ignore it for the demo purpose, and go ahead and say yes. Now it'll start directly uploading it. You can see that it's saying 95% uploaded, and once it is 100%, it'll do the same thing. It'll create one, spin one instance up, and then do all the stuff which you have done through Visual Studio earlier. It will be doing it through the portal. So that's the portal experience for you to upload. Earlier, I have seen the Visual Studio experience of uploading things to the Azure portal. And then once you are here at this point in time, you can enable the remote connection and come into the instance you want to connect to and simply click on connect. So once you do the connect, and it'll just open that remote desktop, and you should be able to log into the portal based on the information which you have provided earlier. So this is the remote connection. So I'll just put dot and provide the password I mentioned during the deployment. You can also change the password later point in time if you kind of forget that or didn't mention while doing the deployment. Now this is where my Azure remote desktop really looks like. It's just like your any other Windows remote desktop experience which you get. So you're going to start use type inet mgr and then open your Internet Explorer. This is your full Internet Explorer experience. You go ahead and say that, hey, go to this. Open the site I have created just now and see what is there. So this is the web role website which I have created, right? You can actually view the content of this website and choose the content view option, and this shows you default or ASPX. If you double click it and say browse, this simply show up that experience which you got earlier, right? So simple stuff which you can actually go and play around with it. So you have now complete access to this portal. Do whatever you want. If you want to change the security setting of your iOS, you can do that. It's completely up to you how you want to control that experience for the user. Now it has actually uploaded that, and you can see that it is still creating the host and doing stuff over there. Right, so that's the experience which you get. Hope you enjoyed. Thank you very much, and have a great day.